You get that call from the LA office, Ricky? Good. Hey, great job on the projected targets, Brenda. Loving those email updates, Taylor. Keep them coming. And what's going on over here? Get those numbers in? Uh-huh. And what are you doing under your desk there? How many times do I have to tell you this? Jack off on your own time, mister. Look, you've got time to crank. You've got time to bank. Now come on. Let's see some productivity. What? You can't. Well, why not? Oh, you're kidding me. Don't give me that I can't concentrate excuse. Not all of us have the luxury of just squeezing one out whenever we get the urge. Some of us have to just hold it in. I can't. I have a job to do, and so do you. Do I have to stand here and make sure you get your work done for today? I mean it. I'll stand right here and make sure you get everything done today. Open your email. What are you working on now? You haven't looked at that email about Stacy's birthday. Very rude of you. Fine, I won't look. Just get that spreadsheet up and work. You're a tough nut to crack, aren't you? If I let you have one orgasm, will you get back to work until you're done? Okay then, go ahead. Yes, with me standing right here. I said I was going to make sure you get your work done for today. So go on, get to work. Don't bother hiding it under your desk. Stroke your cock out in the open. Well, if you didn't want your co-workers to know that you masturbate under your desk when you don't want to do work, maybe you shouldn't have made it so obvious. But that's the thrill of it, right? That you're doing something so dirty in such a clean place. Talk about not safe for work. Are you getting off on this? To me, telling you off. Stroke faster, time's money, okay? Don't you dare slow down. Is this the first time you've done this? No, I don't mean jerking off at work. I mean jerking off to my voice specifically. I've seen you in meetings. That glazed look in your eyes while I'm up front going over projections and targets. Are you as hard as a rock under that table? Keep your moans in if you want. Everyone already knows what we're doing here. They all know that you're a pervert. Do you touch yourself in those meetings? Are you really so pathetic that you can't even wait to get to your desk to pleasure yourself? Discipline is imperative for a professional setting. Not to mention staying cool under fire. How can I expect you to handle problems in the workplace if you can't even leave your aching cock unattended for more than 10 minutes? Turn your chair around so I can see you. Watch me. Arms crossed at the entrance to your cubicle. Looking at you with such disappointment and disgust. Is this what you think about when you're at home? Jerking off in your bed, in the shower, at your desk, in the sink even, on the floor? I bet you come home and immediately drop your drawers to come all over your entry hallway. That is, if you can even make it there. You're really enjoying this, aren't you? You haven't faltered at all. In fact, you're going faster. At least you followed that direction. Oh, are you ready to come already? That was quick. No wonder you need to jerk off so much if it only takes you 5 minutes or so. Here, I'll give you some numbers to work on. I'm going to count to 10, and when I get there, you're going to come. Yes? That's right. 1. 2, 3, 4, 27, 28, 370, oh wait, I lost track there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Do you really think you deserve to finish after all this? Because I don't think you do. 9. But you're so pathetic, I'm gonna take pity on you. 10. That's a lot of cum. Clean it up, and I expect your work to be done before you leave for the day. And I better not catch you jerking off again.